There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Time, especially if you're planning on taking an airplane ride in the next few days. The picture that has been all over social media, YouTube video, in fact, showing a TransAsia plane clipping a roadway and then crashing into a river next to the roadway. It is the most eerie thing I have seen for a long, long time. This is the kind of stuff when we refer to this program as the Good Day Show. You look at this stuff.
Look at what's on the news this morning.
Oh, my God.
You got a train crash.
Yeah.
A plane crash.
Mm.
Man set on fire.
Yeah.
And then retribution for man set on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just on and on and on. But this is a very vivid. I mean, it's hard.
The video is amazing.
The thing that.
The plane is sideways. And clips the bridge.
Yeah.
The wing and the tailpiece get clipped by the bridge as it goes into the river.
Yeah.
And it's just, you don't see video like this often.
No. But it brings to mind or brings into focus how much everything is being videoed today. Everything is being recorded. Everything. And you see these sorts of
things. Dash cams.
Yeah. It reminds me, the last time I saw a plane in this predicament was many years ago, maybe 20, maybe more. A DC-10 taking off from O'Hare. The engine fell off of the DC-10. The pylon had broken. There had never been. The pylon is, there are like four bolts that hold the engine, and they'd been improperly put in there when the engine had been replaced in the service bay the day before. Plane went out, took off, didn't get 400 feet into the air before the engine fell off. And the plane then tipped on its side and went whoosh, right into the tarmac. Everybody on the plane was killed. But
I remember the DC leaving from Washington National, the plane that almost hit that bridge and went into the Potomac River.
That was a 737 Air Florida plane.
Okay.
That was probably 25 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
And that's the one where Howard Stern got fined because he called up U.S. Air and asked how much it was to fly from D.C. Airport to the 14th Street Bridge. Good guy.
Well,
which is about a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, right. It's not a long...
Maybe half a mile.
Yeah, it's not a long trip. All right, so anyway, those are... I look at this thing and, oh, man, it just makes you... think about stuff.
The beauty of this is it makes you determined. It makes me determined anyway. Mm-hmm. Every day that, yeah, there's some heavy stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got my kids, my dogs. Yeah. I sit here and have fun every morning.
Yeah.
And I live my life, and you crazy people can go do whatever you want, and I'm certainly going to be aware of it, but I'm not going to let it change me. I'm not going to let it decide how my day is going to be.
I just I sent a couple of hours ago a note out about the things that I was most thankful for today. I think that's what you have to start the day thinking about. You got to start, as I said before, you don't know what this day is going to bring for you, to you, what's going to be thrown at you. So you start by thinking the best that you can about your own circumstances. And I find being thankful or grateful is one of the ways to do it, because I'm certainly not grateful for all. I'm grateful for the ability through this program to have conversations like this, but I sure as heck am not happy to have to sort of go down this street over and over and over and over again. Here's a story about a French comedian, Pierre, whose name is Didon Mabala Mabala.
Oh, you stupid American. You cannot even say his name.
How do you say his name?
Didon Didon of the River.
Of course.
That is how you say it.
Why didn't I know that? Charged with an apology for terrorism after he was accused of supporting one of the suspects in the terrorist attack last month in Paris. Case has spurred a debate in France on their complex laws of freedom of speech, which protect attacks on ideas or religions, but ban various forms of anti-Semitism and racist or threatening speech. So Mr. Mabala Mabala is in court today.
Mabala Mabala.
Answer to those charges, Mabala Mabala. See what's going on at Capitol Hill coming back to America. Republicans and Democrats trying to introduce a bill to amend mandate for ethanol fuel blending, get rid of it. A lot of disputes in the biofuel. This was started during the Bush era. It was a big gimme to the corn farmers, but the corn can be used for other things. President Obama meets today with a group of young immigrants who've been protected from deportation through his executive action. This is something to really be proud of.
Is he just going to stand on the border and greet them as they come across?
Yeah, this is something to be really proud of. Yep, we should be proud. We should be extolling the value of virtue. We should bring illegals into the White House and pat them on the back for doing such a great job of avoiding deportation. What the heck kind of a message does that send?
Now, this is what America's all about.
Right. Cheating.
Perseverance.
Lying. Yeah, right. All right.
Hard work.
So Wall Street ended the day well yesterday, up appreciably, and then the futures are down a little bit because the price of oil has gone up in the last 4 days a lot. Oil.
Yeah, let's have like a 10 to 15 cent kick at the gas station yesterday.
Yep.
People are going nuts. They're like, wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah. Well,
so
what
I filled up on Monday.
Yeah, what happened is that everybody looked at each other and said, okay, spring's coming, big driving season. Let's not screw around any longer. Let's get at it. So let's have at it. More money for the oil companies. Let's hear it. Hooray! A former business associate of a deep sea treasure hunter wants to know what happened to all the loot he recovered.
Where's my booty?
Uh-huh. He was arrested last week in Florida after 2 years as a fugitive. This is the fellow who took the loot. He put the money out there. They went out and got the loot, but then they claimed to have made a deal to own some of it. There are a lot of these shipwrecks. You know that?
Over
the Carolina coast, down the coast to Georgia, Florida. Lots of you. Not every time you turn around, but frequently.
There was lots of gold being run around in those days.
There's gold in them there waters.
Lost me booty.
Hide Factors Plus. Ladies, gentlemen,
at the bottom of the ocean too.
Heart Factors Plus, not in the bottom of the ocean, should be in the bottom of your stomach, however, and then quickly we'll go to work to protect your body. Heart Factors Plus is nitric oxide from L-arginine as ingredients that boost the levels in your body so that your blood pressure will be where it needs to be. If it's where it is, it stays there. If it's too high, this will remediate that situation safely and naturally. That's why it's the most potent supplement that we have ever sold on this program. 800-577-8560. Get you into the heart, if you'll pardon me, heart of the matter. So you can order Heart Factors Plus. A lot of people have been taking it for years. Some people report really feeling better. Blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. That's only part of the benefit, improves overall circulation. Risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus by dialing 800-577-8560. Get a free bottle and a brand new CoQ10 supplement as well. So you get two things. You pay for 3 months of Heart Factors Plus, get an extra month, plus this brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. If you don't want your heart to give up on you, don't give up on it. Call 800-577-8560. Order Heart Factors Plus today. 800-577-8560.
What fuels you?
Five, six,
here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you, but if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com, file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And laws number 3030.
Mockingbird. 19 past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day. Doug took Charlotte out to go tinkle. Ken and I here, and we're sitting here looking at this story, and I'm fascinated by the story of the sequel of To Kill a Mockingbird coming out 55 years after the original book came out. It's going to be called Go Set a Watchman, and follows the little girl from To Kill a Mockingbird, Scout, as an adult. And the crazy thing about this book is it was actually written before To Kill a Mockingbird, and then the editor told her to just kind of set it aside and don't do anything with it. And it's the only book that Harper Lee wrote in her whole career. And then through her her editor, Harper Collins, they said, we found the manuscript last year, or we found it last year, and we decided to go print it. So there it is. 55 years you've been waiting for it. It's going to come out.
Yeah, I love To Kill a Mockingbird, and I'm really looking forward to this, but I'm also worried that it's just not going to live up to... How can it?
You know, you've got to think there's a reason that they shelved it and never printed it.
Yeah.
But it makes it sound like she just kind of put it on a shelf and then forgot all about it. And then last year it was like, oh, look what I found. And this could be a money grab. So that could be a scary, could be a real thing that you're scared about there. Because I would think that they would have printed it before this if it was any good. So
yeah.
There it is, something to wait for. It's 21 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I can name the song in 5 minutes.
Take me now, baby, here as I am.
Begin.
Hold me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is the banquet on which we feed.
Chicago-born singer, songwriter, poet, topping the American pop music charts during this week in 1978.
Wow.
You can tell us the name of this group named for its lead singer. You will be automatically enrolled in the drawing, which will take place on Friday on Good Day for a 4-night, 3-day luxury stay for 2 adults and 2 children at one of the 3 beaches resorts. One of them is in the Turks and Caicos, the other 2 are in Jamaica. Who is this? 888-302-3684. People calling from all over the country with this story. Why don't you crank it up for a second, Richie?
Give it a 7. It's got a beat and you can't dance to it.
Her mother was a Jehovah's Witness. This lady was raised with a strict religious belief. As a teenager, she felt her religion was too restraining, so she became a Tibetan Buddhist. She grew up listening mostly to Harry Belafonte, Patience and Prudence, Bob Dylan influenced her music. She moved to New York, where she would one day become a part of the punk rock scene. She met Sam Shepard, began a 9-year relationship with him. They co-starred for a night in a show called Cowboy Mouth. Because the Night was co-written by this person and her good friend, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, released, as I said, during the first month of 1978, became an overnight worldwide success. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. How the heck is somebody like this with one song in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Moody Blues or not?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with that picture? Good God.
I listened to a account countdown show the other day on Slacker of all of the bands that have been snubbed by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
The bands that are in
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is irrelevant or becoming irrelevant because of its own political structure.
I mean, how do you just, what do you just chuck everybody in there? I mean, they have to have some kind of system.
Well,
and,
but the people that we're talking about belong in there.
But right.
Given,
Patty.
Whoops. No, yeah,
oops.
Thank you. Yeah.
This woman should not be in there before the Moody Blues.
No, not
or
at all.
Bon Jovi.
Or be in there at all, actually. All right, here's Jim in Minnesota. Hi, Jim. Who do you think that is?
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar. That is a good guess.
Great guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Wrong,
unfortunately, not the right guess. Diana's down in Florida. Hi, Diana.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
How many times have you tried to win this?
I've called a couple of times.
And you haven't won?
I haven't won. No, I haven't.
All right, so who is this?
Patty Smith.
Patty Smith is who it is, the Patty Smith group. And so now you are in the league. You're with a group of elite listeners who are qualified for the drawing on Friday for the vacation for two adults and two children. It'll be, deluxe accommodations for you and your family, all the meals paid for, premium brand beverages paid for, entertainment paid for, all the land and water sports paid for, scuba diving, snorkeling, you name it, internet gratuities paid for, transplant, everything.
Fun.
You get yourself there. And then you'll have fun. And that's the
name
of the game. Yes, ma'am. So you're all set for that. Good luck to you. Drawing on Friday here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Perhaps of all the questions I get asked on the show and on my Facebook page, it's about chewing. Why do dogs chew? Well, there are many different reasons. They can chew because they're teething when they're very young. They can chew because they're bored. They're not getting enough exercise. They can also chew if their teeth or gums are hurting them and they're not in good shape. But there's another reason that a lot of people don't realize. You know, people use our hands. When we get anxious and nervous, we crack our knuckles, we light a cigar, we scratch our head. Well, dogs don't have hands. So what they do is they have a mouth, and their mouth is the equivalent of our hands. So when a dog becomes stressed or anxious or nervous, very often they will use their mouth to chew. Very often what they're chewing on is something you don't want them to chew on. So you have to teach your dog what's good to chew and what's good not to chew. You can't teach your dog not to chew at all because it's a natural instinct on your dog's part. Exercise, make sure he has plenty to chew on, and I promise you'll come home to the same pair of shoes every single day. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Wednesday program. Doug and Kenny and Richie, it's the 4th of February. Tom Brady giving his MVP Chevy truck to Malcolm Butler, appropriately. The story at DougSteffen.com. The good news, perhaps, for some of you today is the consideration the United States has put into destroying its largest remaining stockpile of chemical weapons. Milestone in the global campaign to eradicate this weapon. So now only the really bad guys like ISIS will have it.
Right.
We won't have it. The civilized countries will not have it. But the bad guys will have them and use them if they can. Speaking of that, Jordan executed the two Al-Qaeda prisoners it had following ISIS killing the pilot, but it looks like the pilot was killed a long time ago.
They say it could have been within the last 30 days, as much as 30 days ago. They're not sure.
How do they tell that? Looking at the video and trying to...
I guess they look at the video and can analyze either the digital aspect of the video itself, or they look at the sun and shadows or something. I don't know.
Tell me how you think this could happen. How many of you have... probably the better question is, how many of you have not ever crossed a railroad track? Most everybody, when they've driven...
Cross them. I jump them.
Crossed the railroad.
Hit that thing. Gun it.
Yeah, right. So, under the circumstances, it's hard to imagine how this lady in her Jeep got stuck on the tracks. That is, she didn't get stuck, but she was on the tracks, and the gates came down on both ends.
This is the woman where seven people are...
There's seven people there. She was killed. People on the train were killed. 600 people on the train.
She tried to creep through the across the tracks with the red light, and that the gate came down on top of the vehicle, and she got out to try and see if she could back up or go forward, and when she went to get back in the car, that's when they got hit.
Hmm. Well, the train came around the corner there. Seven people altogether. This is an area I can well imagine. I drive up there a lot coming out of New York. I like going up that way because it's a nice drive. But I can just imagine how, you know, how this would, how the story ends and not well.
And that's exactly why I nail it when I go across train tracks.
Get over.
Yeah. I look right, I look left, and I punch it.
The House voted yesterday to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Oh, what a shocker.
Good luck with
56 times is a charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bill passed on a 239 to 186 vote. And surprisingly enough, the president says he's ready to veto it.
That's shocking.
Yeah. I find that hard to believe. What is it, Kenny? $1 million every time they pull that off? Or try to?
Yeah, in that vicinity. Yeah.
I know. These boobs. They are just boobs.
Well,
I
applaud them for the effort because it should be, but it's not going to go anywhere. So,
Americans are feeling more chill these days. National survey released today called Stress in America finds that overall Americans are experiencing less stress. Geez, I wonder who they talked to. They didn't talk to me. They talked to you, Richie?
Oh, we got all kinds of happy stuff to talk about this morning. Yeah. I can see why they wouldn't be as stressed as they have been.
Kenny, they talk to you?
No.
All right, so here is where the stress level is. Parents with children under 18, women in general, the poor, millennials, those are the people who are under 30 years old, using a 10-point scale where 1 is no stress, 10 is a great deal of stress. The average stress level went down to 4.9 from 5.1. What stresses you out, Richie?
I don't know that anything really stresses me out.
Really?
No, I can't think of... Okay, I don't get stressed.
You don't have to worry about... Did you before you had cancer? Do you think? Is this a conscious effort on your part?
No. I've always, I mean, I get riled up now and then.
Really?
I don't get, yeah.
Kenny, you surprised me?
You know what gets me riled up.
Me?
But I don't carry stress. I don't go home like all anxious and everything.
Right.
But I will tell you, one of the harder times that I've ever dealt with is that couple of days when you know you have cancer, but you don't know what you have.
Yeah.
You don't know what type it is.
Right.
And you're waiting. They've sent the samples over to the Mayo Clinic, and they're waiting. And it takes, you're thinking that it's going to come back on Wednesday, and you're going to know what the deal is. And then it's Thursday, and they still don't know. And then it's Friday.
That's cruel.
And then you have to wait the weekend.
That's cruel.
And it is. That cruel. Is tough.
It's cruel.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Once you know what the deal is, you're like, okay, here's what I got to deal with. Here's what I'm going to do.
Got to do it.
Plan. Boom. You go with it. But that waiting thing.
Right. Kenny, what stresses you out other than the obvious? A little something we're chuckling about today, the two of us. Go ahead. What else?
You know, not a lot gets to me anymore. Many things used to in a previous life when I was married to somebody else.
Right.
But now I find if I don't get enough sleep, things get to me much easier. But otherwise, it takes a lot.
It really is all, though, really in your head and how you adjust to what's going on, I think, as much as anything else. All right, let's see here. The National Signing Day being celebrated today.
What's that?
Students across the country commit their athletic ability to a college or university.
Ah.
The study in USA Today today finds the gulf between the football groups haves not growing substantially. In other words, spending on football recruiting has increased by a lot of money around the country. This is in the face of maybe the spending is going up because they're finding fewer people attracted to the game of football. It's harder to recruit good players. I think that could be it because of all the attention being given to the injuries that happen when you play football.
It's more popular than ever, and it makes more money than ever, so they're putting more into it than ever.
Colleges, I remember the big fights that we used to have when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg.
Yeah.
I was not for... there were only two people on the board. Susan Wolf and I voted to kill the football program.
How'd that work out for you?
No, it worked out wonderfully. The other 24 decided that we were silly and had a few words for us, in fact.
There you go.
But it turned out that I was right. Not that I have to be right, but my objection to it led to my interest in football injuries And look at what, 4 years later, how many years have I been talking about this? 4 or 5 years?
At least.
Yep. So it is...
they're still playing football at Heidelberg?
Yep. And they're doing much better. The coach is good. Team won. I was out there... When was I there? It was September. And they'd had already a couple of good games.
Good.
Yep. Speaking of good games, not even the snow cap will stop the Patriots today. Big celebration. The postponement irritated some people who don't have a clue. Why can't we have this celebration today? Was the cry on Monday and or Tuesday. Hello. Look around.
There was 13 inches of new snow on the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
On top of the other 25 inches.
Yeah, right. Most of the players in the city riding around on the duck boats. Have you ever seen a duck boat?
Uh-huh. We have them here in D.C.
Yeah. They're now becoming very
former World War II amphibious vehicles. They're
right.
Boats that they can drive on land. And all these tour companies
bought
them up and use them.
Yeah, rebuild them.
Yep.
Yeah. I can just imagine the streets. Meredith said she was supposed to go to Boston today, and they told the call up and said, don't bother.
Yeah.
Screaming fans, streets crowded, closed off, forget about it. Forget about it, Richie.
You know, I saw the commercial on TV last night of Butler and Malcolm Butler and Amendola.
Yeah.
Saying, we're going to Disney World. And both of them were in the end zone.
You get measles?
They showed the, yeah, really. They showed the, you know, the Amendola with the touchdown and then they showed
so they're going together.
The thing. And then they said, you know, what are you going to do? And both of them together, you just, we're going to Disney World. It just gives you goosebumps.
Are they
going to
go together?
I guess they did. Well, they're back home today for the parade.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, how many, other than the fight that ensued toward the end of the game, do you think these guys are friends? Many of these players work for different teams?
A lot of them have played together.
Yeah.
I mean, they know a lot of them, or they've played against each other so many times that they know them well. So, a lot of them are friends.
All right, big news today from
Julian Edelman. I'm sorry, not Amendola, Julian Edelman.
All right, got it right. But, please, this program focuses on the facts. Let's get the facts right. Coca-Cola, speaking of facts, is going to start selling milk. They have announced plans, according to the story at DougStefan.com today, to distribute a premium protein-packed milk.
And bunch of fun fizzy flavors.
Fair Life brand, which is one of the Minute Maid brands. They start next month. This is a lactose-free milk containing half the sugar of regular milk, 50% added protein, 30% greater calcium content. Customers will be able to choose among whole milk, fat-free milk, chocolate milk, reduced fat options, $3.98 to $4.20 a half gallon. About the same price as regular milk.
Hold the phone there, Mr. Farmer.
Yes?
Half the sugar of regular milk?
Half the sugar of regular milk.
Explain it to me.
Well, milk has a lot of... it's not the kind of sugar that is... You know, we're not talking about sugar... The raw sugar that you dump into puddings, let's say, to make them. But milk has a certain amount of sugar, like most, any fruit drink or fruits themselves have a lot of sugar in them, natural things. Sugar occurs naturally in our system. We excrete sugars. That's what they measure.
Oh, right. Yeah, no.
Huh. That's what, you know.
Obviously diabetes. But yeah. So they're taking that out. They're putting protein in, so they're not just walking up and milking a cow and saying, here you go.
No. This is sort of a masked bodybuilder's milk. It's like, what do they call it, muscle milk, which isn't milk at all. This is to compete with that. That's basically what this is, as I see it. But it's real milk. Brett's in L.A. Hi, welcome to Good Day.
Hi, this is Brett Harlan, Colfax, Louisiana. Thank you for taking my call.
I wanted
to comment on the vote in the House concerning doing away with the Affordable Care Act. I think that was a good thing due to the fact that the example needs to be shown to the people that we're not going to stand back and just let the dictator in chief do what the heck he wants.
Right. So, Brett, let me just interrupt you for a second, because you're not adding anything new to the conversation. I'm sure you're a great guy.
I'm going to add something new.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, let's add something new to the conversation.
I think there should be a weekly vote to impeach Obama for the very same reason.
Well, that's new.
Yeah, that's something new. Again, you sound like a nice guy, but it's a waste of time. All this stuff is a waste of time and money.
Right.
$1 million every time they take a vote.
doesn't matter. Look at
yes,
what
it
Obama
does that matter. No, Brett, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're wasting your time and your breath.
Obama.
It isn't. It's wasting time and energy. It isn't going
to
happen. Things aren't going
to
change.
They need to deconstruct it in a different way. It this way.
Obama has wasted $18 trillion.
We all know that. So what?
What do you
but
mean,
nothing's
so
being
so
because
how
the
how
guy who
million,
you voted for.
Right.
I don't have
it. Hold on, fellas. Okay. Brett, let me, Brett, we agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't
we
disagree
think it's horrible.
Yep.
But this is all just like
a
them
waste
standing
of time.
Up there going
grandstanding.
Look what we're going to try and do, knowing all the well that it'll get vetoed.
Yeah.
So it's just a waste of time and a waste of money. They need to come up with a real plan to pull this apart or to rebuild it. Or
and they
do
don't
whatever.
Have the intelligence or the creativity to do it.
Coming together.
They just want a grandstand.
Dude, I'm paying another $300 a month because of this fiasco.
Yeah, right.
So trust me, if I thought that they could get it vetoed or taken down, I'd be all behind them. But it's not going
to
happen.
Nope. And I wasn't trying to be sure with you. It just is. It annoys
well,
me, frankly, because
I
it's
think
the same
he called
stuff.
In because he thought you guys thought that they shouldn't even try.
They shouldn't. It's a waste of money and time.
Well, to get rid of it.
Well, getting rid of it, yeah, let's get rid of it. That isn't going to get rid of it.
No.
It's never going to get rid of it. And anybody, well, I'll edit what I was just going to say. At any rate, yeah, we
wait
all
till
agree.
After the election, then if there's a new president, then we can talk about this. Otherwise,
yeah, there's some things in there that are just never going to get.
That's true, too.
They're not going to change.
Yep.
That's it. We let this guy in, hope and change. And you probably voted for the guy that ran against him, but you didn't get enough people to vote with you, Brett. So the guy who ran against him lost, and he's back in there again, running around, making a mess of things. And this is one of them, and you're not going to change. You are not going to change it this way. And every time there's a vote, what you don't know is that it costs, where the people you're listening to on the radio forget to tell you that every time they have this vote, it's $1 million. And that's how many votes have they had? 40 million or so? 40 56. Of these? 56. $56 million wasted. I don't, frankly, find that responsible at all. I think it's irresponsible. I think those guys should be criticized for doing it, especially when we're all having such a tough time paying our taxes. Okay, enough on that. TV report in a minute here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get the ratings now on Family Feud and other syndicated game shows. The news is out.
That. Come on.
Wow, the Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy are doing very well. They average about 11 to 12 million viewers a night. What do you think is the number three most popular game show now? New host as of last year. Hasn't changed the genre. Nielsen says Family Feud
okay.
is number three, and it's strictly because of Steve Harvey. If you've seen the show,
wow.
you understand why. It's very, very well done with him. He's not just a host. He's a very affable guy, good sense of humor.
The Price is Right. He does do a good job. And I'll tell you, another thing they do well is social media. You will see YouTube clips shared from that show with funny answers all the time.
Yeah, it's good.
How about Drew Carey with The Price is Right?
Not doing much at all. That's a show that's in danger of either getting a new host or getting replaced. Been on the air for a long time. He doesn't have it.
Yeah.
McCartney, Kanye West, Justin Timberlake, Paul Simon, Taylor Swift on SNL. Boy, a lot of people are looking forward to that show this weekend. I'm one of them. Oprah Winfrey and the filmmaker that made Selma are going to create a new TV drama series for the Oprah Winfrey Network, in case you're interested in that. 51 after on Good Day.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend. In case you didn't know that, you thought you were your pet's best friend. Nope, it's Warren. Does a weekend radio program on a lot of these same radio stations every day. He's on this program with the helpful and happy tips as to how to take care of your dog. The story about the dog-sized jackrabbits that have been swarming residential developments in North Dakota up first in just
That's
a moment
awesome.
Here. So you can check out the story at DougSteffen.com. Warren in a minute here.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranty.
All right, so if you see the story at DougSteffen.com of this flock of jackrabbits the size of dogs that have they've invaded a new development in South Fargo, this is in North Dakota, of course. Every day I feel like the crazy rabbit lady chasing them out of the yard where they're having a heyday, said one of the people who live in the development. So what is this all about, Warren? Why would rabbits come into an area that's being developed? It's like coyotes. They keep being pushed out and pushed out and pushed out, and finally they say, I've had enough, I'm coming back.
Well, you know, when there's a development, there's usually workers in a development. When there's workers in a development, there's usually food in a development. Where there's food, you're going to have rabbits and other animals. However, it's such an easy problem to resolve. You just gave the answer, Doug. Coyote urine.
You spread urine around, and the jackrabbits will stay away.
Yeah, in other words, that's one of the ways I keep certain animals when I'm in Arizona away from certain plants that I wanted to stay away from. It's a safe way to do it. What I do is you can buy it online. It's powdered coyote urine, and if you have a problem with bigger animals, you can actually get powdered cougar urine. It doesn't smell too good, but if you put it around the edge of your property, it will pretty much keep any small animals away, whether it be rabbits or other animals that coyotes might go after.
If you'd have told me this morning when I woke up that I'd be talking about powdered cougar urine, I would have thought you were silly.
There you go.
It's more to be wearing diamonds. The other thing that's really important is the concept that what damage, other than probably eating some vegetables, are the rabbits doing? And when people hear about a situation like this, the first thing that comes to their mind is we've got to get rid of them, we'll poison them, we'll shoot them, we'll kill them. Well, all it would take is a couple of bottles of good old coyote pee.
Why can't you just go out and pee on the tree and scare them away?
Just put the coyote all around them, and I promise you.
But they're not scared of human urine?
What's the difference between human urine and coyote urine?
Hey, listen, if you want to go outside and pee on your trees, I have absolutely no problem. You talk to your neighbors.
I save you $20 on the coyote urine.
All right.
Humans are not predators to rabbits. So even though they might be fearful of us, they don't have that same instinctive fear that they would have picking up the scent of a coyote.
Here's another story about, this comes from Florida, wildlife officials there opening a new front in the war on snakes. The python patrols have started identifying and trying to capture some of these reptiles. They're pretty dangerous, aren't they?
Well, they're constrictive. When they get larger, they can be dangerous. They're not venomous, but when they get larger. The problem is so many parents let their kids go out and they want a snake. Even my parents included, but I kept them all. And then the snakes get way too big, 6 foot, 7 foot, 10 foot, 15 foot, whatever. They let them loose and they breed in the wild. And it's not a snake problem. It's a human problem.
Isn't
it
always?
That's what it's all about.
You know, Warren, we went to my son and one of his buddies. We went to this reptile show and they were selling all these cute little baby 6-inch, 8-inch long snakes. And the kids are all having fun getting to hold them and everything. But that's exactly right. What do you do when the thing becomes 5 feet long? How do you safely
flush it down the drain?
Well,
is what
but then
you
end up in the septic system.
No, I'm not saying that's what to do. I'm saying that's what to
do. How do you get rid of one of those animals?
Years ago, everyone wanted an iguana. And what happens if you go to rescues and humane societies all over the country, they all have iguanas now because people said, oh, it's a beautiful little lizard. Let me get one for my son or my daughter. Right. Then all of a sudden it gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. They can't deal with it, so they wind up giving it away or releasing it.
Yeah. So you got to think before you act when it comes to stuff like that. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.